Hi, this is Teresa Senecola, the Christian mompreneur, and I'd like to share with you commandment number 7 of the 10 commandments of a Christian mompreneur. Create sacred business rituals. God knew what he was doing when he gave us the commandment to keep the Sabbath day holy. He didn't tell Moses to try to go to church once a week. No, he was quite specific that we were to honor and worship him on the Sabbath day. I have to believe that this is because God knows we have a little time management problem, that we are easily distracted and prone to overwhelm. So he made rules that are non-negotiable. In fact, he felt so strongly about the Sabbath day ritual that he had his message carved in stone along with his other highest laws. Centuries later, human beings still hold that ritual sacred by spending Sunday mornings in worship. I have a feeling if God had been a little less structured, we might not have the same loyal church-going practice in place. Imagine yourself saying, "Gosh, I really need to figure out how to find time to go to church this week." Or, "Oh, wow, it's been such a crazy week and I've meant to get to church, but I just couldn't fit it in." No, God knew exactly what he was doing by establishing a specific time for worship and creating the expectation that we set that day aside and plant everything else in our lives around it. The same practice holds true in establishing routines in other areas of our lives as well. The truth is that we all have the same amount of time. So we can't ever use the excuse, "I don't have time for that." You do have time for it, whatever it is. Because while you'll never have time to do everything, you'll always have time for what's most important. You have just as much time as I do. It's just a matter of how you choose to spend your time. And if something is important to you, your faith, your family, your business, your health, then you have the time for it. But you don't simply find the time. You have to create it. And you have to do that by honoring the routines and rituals that you put in place. Some of my sacred rituals include starting and ending my workday at a specific time, spending 30 minutes on Sunday to plan my week, scheduling time for growing my business, and turning off my email, internet browser, and phone during creative writing time. What are your sacred business rituals, and how do you honor them? If you're comfortable, share your answer with me on Facebook at facebook.com/Christian Mompreneur. This is Teresa Senecola, the Christian Mompreneur, and you've been listening to the 10 Commandments of the Christian Mompreneur.